All right, 1380 WPHM. Mondays around this time, we do our Made in Michigan Monday feature. We've talked about foods and beverages and clothing and manufacturers and all kinds of other stuff. And we're going to the farm this morning. We're talking with Dory Hill from Crooked Creek Farm Dairy over in Romeo, right?
Correct.
Good morning. Thanks for being here this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What is so special about your milk?
Well, we've been there 39 years. We started in our 20s, and we don't use any genetically modified feed. We raise all our own feed, and we don't use anything else in our milk. It's just heated up and cooled off.
The old-fashioned way, right?
The old-fashioned way, yes. And we also have a cream top one or cream line.
Okay. So I want to talk a little bit about what makes it different from the milk that we get, you know, that's mass-produced at the store. When you go to, your grocery store and you go to that big cooler with all those dozens and dozens of gallons and you reach in for one, what is different between that and your milk?
We have control of the product from start to finish. And for that reason, we can, being we're completely responsible for it, we can control all input,
mm-hmm.
and our goal is to have a milk that doctors will recommend people drink.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. So run us through the process a little bit. What's involved? I mean, once you milk the cow?
We milk 100 cows, and then the milk comes through just a pipeline into the processing plant right there on the farm, and it goes through a clarifier to make sure there's no particulates in it of any mm-hmm. kind. And then it goes through a short time press. It heats it up to 173 and holds it there for about 30 seconds and then cools it instantly. And that's all we do to it. Except for our chocolate milk, we do add sugar and chocolate, but even the sugar is non-GMO.
It doesn't come from chocolate cows.
No.
Sorry, just kidding. This is really interesting stuff. Now, why don't the other milk producers do it the way that you do?
It's a costly thing.
Yeah.
I mean, when we started up 39 years ago, it was $250,000.
Wow.
And that was a lot of money back then.
Yeah.
And we were in our 20s and 15% interest.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot to bite off.
And yeah, for sure. So where do you sell this milk?
We sell it out of our farm, and we have a farm store right there
mm-hmm.
where we make our own ice cream also.
Oh, wow.
So we have like 15, 16 flavors.
Okay. And you do distribute to some stores. I was looking at your where it's available.
We're at Randazzo's. We're at Vince and Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
Vinkier's.
Right.
Sheena's. We're at quite a few stores.
There's one store in Port Huron that has it. It's the Pure Michigan Country Market over on 10th
right.
Avenue, and they carry it as well.
Right.
You must be doing something right. People love this milk, don't they?
Yes, and our cream and our ice cream.
Yeah. What's involved in getting your product into stores? What kind of walk us through that process. What's involved?
We have people that call and ask us to get it in their area, and we usually say, you call the store and request us. It's much faster process
right.
if people put in the request. But we've been around 39 years, so a lot of it's word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we get called to bring our product in.
What has changed in those 39 years in the dairy industry?
A lot of your big dairies have gone out of business. Yeah. And so it's your big places like I'm trying to think if it's Kroger's or what it mm-hmm. is has their own milk facilities now, so that's
right.
been very difficult to compete with their prices.
I bet. Yes. You ever tempted to have you ever had offers from the big dairy to come and buy your farm, or have you ever been tempted to?
No, we're in Romeo, and we're one of the biggest pieces of land there now, and we're the only kind of place that can, well, there's only a couple of us farmers left that are really considered rural in our township.
Why do you think that is?
Because land value is so high.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have a retail component right there at the farm too, right? Right?
Mm-hmm. We're open 7 days a week.
What are some of the other things that you sell there?
We sell a lot of organic foods that we bring in. They aren't ours, but I have Lyme disease, so that's one of the reasons why we have organics in there.
Mm-hmm.
I have to have them available to me also. So, mm-hmm. But yeah, and our milk is pretty much the only one I can drink without problems.
So, interesting.
Well, a lot of the stuff that happens to milk, I can't handle in my system.
Yeah. So. What, and do you hear that from other people? That
all the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll be darned. Talking with Dori Hill, she is with, again, the name of your farm is?
Crooked Creek Farm Dairy.
Crooked Creek Farm Dairy over in Romeo. They've been around since 1981, so they happen to know what they're doing. They've been doing this for a while.
Yes.
And talk a little bit, if you would, about the health benefits. I mean, you just talked a little bit about how, you know, you can, the milk that you produce is better for you as somebody that has a chronic illness. Just in general, what's healthier about your milk than the milk that's mass produced?
I believe it's the not having the GMO.
Yeah.
Because I have to eat organic. If I eat GMO food,
right,
I get sicker. So,
what's the shelf life? Is it, how is it compared to?
We put other... 18 days on it.
Okay.
So,
that's,
and there's
good.
Nothing in there for a preservative, so you do have to keep it under like 38 degrees. So. Otherwise, you know, each day it's warmer, it gets bad quicker, but yeah, as long as you keep it at a good temperature, it lasts a long time.
Yeah, well, good stuff. Why aren't more people doing this? Why is this so unusual to find?
Cost of getting in.
Yeah.
And like my husband and I are both in our 60s, so we have to keep doing it because our children and our grandchildren want to keep drinking our milk, and they're so like, well, keep, what would we do without it?
Right, so you got to keep milking those cows, right?
Yes.
And, by the way, farming is, I mean, it's, obviously it's rewarding. Obviously you enjoy what you do, but, you know, farmers don't take vacations. Farmers don't get to call in sick. Those cows need to be milked every day, don't they?
Well, we had a vacation together back about 6-7 years ago for 3 days in Florida.
6 or 7 years ago for 3 days.
Yes.
And I bet that took an awful lot of maneuvering to make sure that you had those cows covered for those days.
I think
days.
We spent more time at the airport.
but you enjoy doing this, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
What would you be doing if you weren't running the farm?
I don't know. I've spent so many years running it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Dori, it was nice meeting you. I appreciate you coming in and telling us all about Crooked Creek Farm Dairy. People can make the trip over to Romeo. Where are you located?
We're north of Romeo. We're east off on M53 at 35.5 mile road, which is Ebling Road.
It's not that far.
And
it's,
we are on the website.
And what's the website?
CrookedCreekFarmDairy.com. And okay. It shows all our stores and where we're located.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And you can go over to the Pure Michigan Country Market on 10th Avenue
Correct. In
Port here and pick up some of that milk from Crooked Creek as well. Dori, thanks a lot for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
It's our Made in Michigan Monday, Crooked Creek Farm Dairy over in Romeo, talking with Dori Hill on WPHM.